guys. Today we're going to be looking at this creepy story called, hold on, let me look at it. It's on my phone. The Man in the Bunny Costume. So yeah, we're going to be looking at that story today, and I'm actually in my living room. So that's interesting, and I don't have a computer in front of me like I usually do, because I just figured out that this will keep recording if I look at something off my phone, too. So that's cool. I just decided to, like, do an episode today, because I haven't for a very long time. And I did post that intro song there in the last episode saying, Sorry, I didn't post for, like, a long time, like 2 weeks. Here's a song. But yeah, I was like thinking, like, I need my own intro song. Then I heard that and I was like, so I like played that and I made it myself, by the way, so on GarageBand Studios. So yeah, I listened to that and I was like, oh, okay, I can use this. It's got a good beat. I didn't listen to the full thing, but yeah. Okay, so anyways, here is the story, The Man in the Bunny Costume. The Man in the Bunny Costume. When I was younger, I used to live by the woods and could see a cemetery from my back porch. One Easter, I remember waking up and seeing the Easter Bunny, one of those terrifying costumes. And what really gets me is I remember smelling the wet hay. When I woke up, I didn't tell anyone. But there was an extra Easter egg in my house that my parents didn't hide. Years later, when I was in high school, I asked my parents if they ever dressed up like the Easter Bunny and came into our room. They said they would never go through so much trouble. Then my younger sister, who I shared a bunk bed with when this happened, said she remembers when the Easter Bunny came into our room and made a remark about the hay smell. I was terrified that we both remembered seeing a person dressed as a bunny in our room. To make it even stranger, I told the friends I sat with at lunch what happened. One of the girls was my neighbor across the street. She told me one Easter, a long time, she looked out her window during the night and said the Easter Bunny and saw the Easter Bunny standing in her driveway. I had chills. To this day, I'm terrified of people in rabbit costumes. Well, guys, I hope you liked that story, The Man in the Bunny Costume. You can find this story and others at thoughtcatalog.com. I think it would be maybe thoughtcatalog.com/20 creepy true stories to read in the dark tonight. I don't know. But the exact URL is, and my dogs are freaking out. That's the noise you hear in the background. So anyways, if you have any crazy rabbit stories, just leave me a voice message any way you can. One time I saw it on this guy who was dressed like a Easter Bunny. I sat on his lap. It's not him who freaked me out so much, but it was the actual living rabbits around me. And again, I apologize for my dogs in the background. Yeah. But yeah, there was live rabbits around and they kind of freaked me out because they were scary and beady-eyed, but I'm not afraid of rabbits at all. So I don't know why I was scared by them. I guess I just thought they looked mean and I like thought they were gonna bite me or something. I think we have a picture of it, and I think I'm curious as to why I was not afraid of the guy dressed in the bunny suit, because that looked a little creepy. If I remember the picture right. We have the picture somewhere, I'm sure. So anyways, that's all for today, guys. Bye!